The Plano Camp Meeting. After spending a week at the McDermott home, James and Ellen White went on north some 20 miles, 32 kilometers, to Plano. The camp meeting had opened there, 3 miles, 5 kilometers, from the village, on Tuesday, November 12. About 200 believers came in for a very successful camp meeting. From Peoria, about 100 miles, 160 kilometers, away, 9 families came by private conveyance. Ellen White pictured the accommodations awaiting her and her party. "We found a tent prepared for us with board floor, and carpeted, provided with bedsteads, tables, chairs, and stove. Nothing was wanting to make us comfortable. Our friends who had recently embraced the truth that Plano had anticipated our wants and liberally supplied them in the furnishing of our tent." As to the meetings, James White wrote, 24 discourses were preached during the camp meeting. Elder Haskell was on the ground 2 days in advance and gave 11 discourses. Mrs. White and the writer gave 6 discourses each, and Elder Kilgore, 1. In consequence of the distance, the rains, and deep mud, the outside attendance was small. Sunday afternoon, Mrs. White gave a discourse on Christian temperance before a large congregation, the Review and Herald, December 5, 1878. During the camp meeting, 13 people were baptized, the Texas Conference was formed, and aggressive plans were laid for tent evangelism. It was decided to purchase 2 evangelistic tents, one 60 feet, 18 meters, in diameter, the other 50 feet, 15 meters. The Whites elected to settle for the winter in Denison, some 60 miles, 100 kilometers, north of Dallas and not far from the Red River, which forms the boundary for the northeast part of the state. Denison was somewhat of a railroad center, situated on sandy land. Roads were fairly good and the surroundings pleasant. In Denison, the Whites were to occupy a home being built by the Ballers. Just as soon as the plaster was dry, they settled down for the winter. They had to secure furniture and furnishings, and assemble materials for their writing. It seems that Ellen White left Battle Creek in such haste that she did not have time or strength to assemble either adequate clothing for the winter or the writing materials and reference work she would need. The request she addressed to Willie and Mary included bedding, materials for sewing, patterns for dresses for herself and pants for James, and some food items for the table. But of top priority were materials needed for her writing. On November 22, she stated, "We intend to commence writing at once and to make the most of our time."